This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Jenny Heinrichs. Maury Turner grew up in Ardmore and experienced racism at a young age. When she came to the StoryCorps mobile booth in Oklahoma City, she talked about her mom's influence on her identity.
I remember in third grade one time, there was this new kid that had moved into the school and everyone had gotten invitations to a birthday party, and so I was like, but I hadn't. And so, like, the end of the, like, time was getting close, so I just decided, I was like, hey, like, everyone else got invitations to your birthday party, like, what's going on? Like, do I get one or not? And this kid, like, turns to me and is like, I'm sorry, like, my mom doesn't, like, allow black people at our house. I just remember going home and talking to my mom, and I was like, you know what, mom, like, I just feel like today would have been a lot better if I was white. And so my mom sat me down and was like, you know what, that's a real feeling. I have that feeling sometimes. But the thing is, like, your blackness is going to be needed. Like, because you are black and because you are a woman, you're going to be a fighter for your whole life. And I can see that goodness in you. And just, she showed me the importance of being a strong black woman at such a young age. And, like, that's another thing we see in black communities. It's like, children having to grow up and not really getting a full childhood. Growing up, she would always say, like, she didn't want us to just succeed in the world. She wanted us to thrive and flourish. And that's, like, what I think every single day is, like, I'm doing this, and I want to thrive and I want to flourish for my mom and for little Maurice to come. My mom, she's black. She's brilliant. She's strong. And remarkable. She, to this day, still works 7 days a week. She still asks me if I need any money in my bank account. And she's a real pillar of our community. She fights for the kids that no one wants to address, that no one wants to talk to. She's implemented programs back home and to reach out to those kids. And she does such a good service, not only for me and my siblings, but for our whole town. And I'm amazed that God has put someone like that on this planet. She's someone that I strive to be like every single day.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.